The limbo does. In our thinking, heaven is right next door to hell. We don't think there's much difference. If I don't go to hell, I go to heaven. Doesn't follow at all. If I don't go to hell, I may still be on that natural plane. I deserve only limbo. And limbo's closed for me as a Christian. Whether it's open for others, we don't need to worry. But as adult Christians, it's certainly closed for us. God has not filled in all the blank spaces in our knowledge, and we have to grope. But He's given us the definite knowledge of what is expected of us. So limbo helps us to keep in place that idea of the other level, because it reminds us there's an alternate destiny, that heaven is not right next to hell. There is a possibility of a natural happiness, and we have been raised beyond that natural happiness to a supernatural. Super means beyond the capacity of our nature in the kingdom of heaven. So limbo is a very important concept, even though it's only hypothetical. We need to keep it in. Even on our highway, we do that. You know, as you come towards Pittsburgh, you'll hear from north, east, west, or south, you'll come across the road one time, and it'll say Old Pittsburgh Road. Old Butler Plank. You know, they keep the old road there. Why don't they give it a new name? Well, it gives you an idea of what that road was intended to do. It was to take you to Pittsburgh. It doesn't anymore, but that's its direction. That's where it's going. And so limbo is an abandoned road. God might have left us on the natural plane, but He didn't. And we ought to think about that, because it gives you an idea of what grace is, how gratuitous, how free grace is. God didn't have to give us grace. That's the very word grace. It's absolutely gratuitous. It's not something we deserve. In a certain sense, we deserve human nature or human happiness, because human nature has its rights. But we have no right to grace. This is a pure, free gift of God. That's why we call it grace. That's what grace means. It's the first meaning. Gratuitous. Undeserved. Unmerited. And so it's simply beyond our reach as human beings. And in that sense, supernatural. Well, now that will be all. We'll continue on this subject the next time at 11:15. 10:45 will be our second. I think that's the time on your schedule, and that's what we'll keep. So now we'll go down and we'll meditate on these things. We hope they'll grip your minds, and you'll have plenty to meditate on down in front of the Blessed Sacrament for a short time.